Message number 85. Importance of fasting and self-denial. Monday, May 16, 2011 at 11:30. My beloved daughter, you are finally realizing that without me you are nothing. It is through my graces that you receive life in my Father's kingdom. Without my presence in your life, it will be barren and devoid of any real meaning. Oh, how I wish all my children would understand the life that I can bring them, especially through the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. For it is only when you receive me into your frail souls through the divine bread and wine that you will truly feel my love. This love will strengthen you not only in your soul but in your mind. My presence will lift you to become true followers of mine. A follower of mine who does not receive me regularly through this most holy sacrament will be like a vessel that is only half full. You need my body and blood, which was shed for you all, to fill you with my true presence. For without this you will be unable to find the real strength to proclaim my glory fully. Children, you must understand that belief in my existence is just part of your spiritual journey. There is so much more you need to understand. It will only be through your denial of the pleasures of the flesh that you will truly be fulfilled. By virtue of the fact that Satan controls man through the temptations of the flesh, so too should you deny him the access to those pleasures you may seek. Fasting is one of the most powerful ways to rid your soul of Satan and his demons. So few people in the world can commit to this sacrifice, yet it is so simple and does not damage your health. One day of fasting a week will bring you special graces. By making small sacrifices in honor of me, your divine Savior, you will not only save souls but you will become closer to me. Other sacrifices where you denounce worldly goods will also bring you closer to my Sacred Heart. Life, my children, should not be all about the pursuit of material things if they are surplus to your real needs. By accepting simple needs and by devoting your time to me, you will experience true contentment. Not only that, but for the first time in your life you will know the meaning of true freedom. Remember, Satan controls man through the desires of the flesh, including food, clothes, sex, homes, cars, holidays, luxury living, music, alcohol, and idolatry of famous people. By accepting that these are simply illusions, you will then understand that your time on earth should not be wasted with such useless pursuits. Your time on earth, children, is just part of your journey into eternity. Life of a different kind will continue for you after death. Irrespective as to whether people believe in God the Eternal Father or not, their soul will still exist after death. Seek now the light so that your soul will experience true happiness for eternity and an exalted place in paradise. To achieve this level of spiritual sanctity, please make sacrifices of the flesh while you are still alive on earth. Offer to all your sufferings in your life for lost souls, and you will reap the rewards waiting for you in the next life. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.